This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on National Panchayat Awards. The participants are Gargi Parsai, journalist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The National Panchayat Awards were conferred today at a ceremony at Vigyan Bhavan. The Honorable President Srimati Draupadi Murmu, conferred the Panchayat Awards to 45 awardees selected across various categories. We spoke to some of the representatives of the winning panchayats.
We got second prize for poverty free and livelihood enhancer panchayat this year. Last year we got award in self-sufficient, water sufficient panchayat.
Samudini, yeah, I am the representative of Kila, yeah. Kerala Institute of Local Administration. We are providing training to the local self-governments as well as the officials of the department. And also we have different schools. See, we have the gender school, we have the urban chair, we have the child resource center. Likewise, all the SDG goals, we have separate schools. So what we do is that we give trainings to the Gram Panchayat. In addition to that, we handhold them also for developing the projects and all.
For more on this, we are now joined by senior journalist Gargi Parsai. Welcome, Gargi, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you.
Gargi, awards are undoubtedly a positive reinforcement for good work. Other than that, what do you think is the main idea behind these Panchayati Raj awards? Because Panchayat is, if you come to look at it, Panchayat is the smallest unit of governance. And a village could have as few as maybe 150 families, and it could be maybe 1,000 families. How do you view the awards, Gargi?
Well, awards, of course, are motivation for the rest of the panchayats, because if you see that your colleague has been awarded for something, then obviously you want to do as well as him or her. And so people do learn from what others are doing. Basically, awards are a motivation not only for the panchayat which has won the award, but also for the neighboring panchayats to do just as well.
Could you elaborate more on these Panchayati Raj awards?
Panchayati Raj awards have been given in several sectors, as I can say, poverty alleviation, panchayats which are involved in poverty alleviation, health, child welfare, water conservation, sanitation, social justice, and women empowerment. Now, these are basic issues that are very, very important to every village unit in our country. And if some panchayats have done well in, say, water conservation, the other panchayats can learn from that panchayat how to do it. Because, you know, our country has such a varied weather conditions, varied
geography.
Farming, varied. So at some places you have floods, other places you have drought. So people, panchayats that are involved in, say, making ponds or something to stop flooding, or people are getting into water harvesting. So other panchayats can learn from them. So if a panchayat is awarded, naturally it's an inspiration for the other neighboring panchayats to do as well.
This time, as we understand, 45 awardees came at Vigyan Bhavan, of course, to collect the awards. Do you think it's a nice platform where, as you just mentioned, that India is such a diverse country? We have diversity of language, culture, geography. And in fact, geography changes everything. The way you dress, the way you eat and what you eat and how you eat. Now, when all of them converge at a common platform, like it has happened today, do you think there is also a scope of networking? Is a very high-end term, but at the grassroots level, they can all network, all the sarpanches or all the representatives of various panchayats, and they can learn from each other and get motivated from each other. And also, if I may say, learn the best practices from each other.
Of course, in fact, they have released a book of best practices today. And we see that panchayats from north, east, west, south have been awarded. So naturally, there would be a lot of interaction between the sarpanch and the head of the panchayat. And they would exchange notes. And I feel that at such conferences, people do decide to visit the other panchayats to see what they are doing and how they are doing. And one must remember that the basic purpose of the Panchayat Raj system is to have decentralized governance.
That's right.
Centralized governance, decentralized power, and decentralized funding. Now, right from the time that the Panchayat Raj Act was enacted in 1992 through the 73rd Constitution Amendment, these have been the basic concerns, in fact, that whether, and it took a long time for funding to reach panchayats and to give that freedom to panchayats to use the funds as they would like to use. Because every village knows what's its problem. A problem of village may not be the same as the problem of the other village. As I said, there is flooding in some village, there is drought in another village. There may be a village may lack roads, or a village may lack other infrastructure. Other village may be having roads but may not have schools or health centers or primary health care centers. So every village problems are very typical. And only a village head can recognize what the problems are. And I'm not only talking about infrastructure, but even otherwise, you know, if in a village there is a family that is poor and that is maybe it's a woman headed household or a single woman headed household, the sarpanch would know that this household requires their attention and requires funds to bring them up and what we call poverty alleviation. So every village problem is typical. And therefore, every panchayat has to act on its own, and it needs that freedom to act on its own and use the funds as it may want to.
Yes, you rightly said the whole idea of Panchayat Raj was to decentralize governance. Let's talk about health. Do you think that there has been a change, because now after 75 years of our independence, there is a change in the villages? There are hospitals or primary health centers. There is a focus of the government to have more primary health centers. So is there a good connect between the sarpanch of the Panchayati Raj and the center? Because at the end of the day, the funds are going to come from the center.
Funds come from the center and they come via the state government. And I think that may also be a slight area that needs attention. See, in case of health and sanitation and water conservation and child welfare, there are a lot of government programs also. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of government schemes also. There is a lot of convergence also with the panchayat. The panchayat head has to decide where he should prioritize, what he should use his funds for. In some villages, they lack electricity. Some villages lack water. So the panchayat head has to see where he should utilize his funds so that the village progresses. And one of the major things, if I may say so, in the Panchayat Raj institutions was empowerment of women.
Right.
For that, women were given 33% reservation. Now, initially, you know, when the Panchayat Raj came into being, women were empowered, but they were not equipped to implement that empowerment. You know,
yes,
they were not equipped to deal with the circumstances or to be able to govern the way they should have. And so there was a massive training program for women to let them know their rights and to let them know their duties and to let them know that how they should function. So we have come a long way from there. Now, women are in the forefront. If I may say so, that even the self-help groups that have been formed at village levels have also helped women come out and become empowered, become financially independent, and because they have formed their own enterprises. And it is seen that women who take funds under the self-help group scheme, they normally return their funds. I mean, their record is better than men.
Yes.
Of course, the Panchayat Raj institutions have come a long way. But, you know, as in everything, every system, every scheme, there is a lot of scope for improvement. I suppose even here, there is a lot of scope for improvement, I would say, in elections, for instance, you know, elections to the positions in the Panchayat Raj bodies.
You talked about women's participation, women's reservation. When women started becoming sarpanches, there was one allegation that their husbands or their sons were ruling. But do we see a change now? Because as you said, the government has had training programs to empower them, to train them about their rights and most important skills. So do you think that now they are handling the whole village on their own now? Is the situation a little better?
There are cases where women are handling the villages on their own.
Uh-huh.
And they have been empowered. As I said, the scheme of self-help groups, it has benefited women a lot because, you know, under that scheme, women take funds and, you know, they're dealing with money. They borrow money to form their own enterprises. You know, it can be anything. It can be papad making. It can be mistage bags. They sell it. They find the market. They sell and they return the money. They make money, return the money. And so they have also become a bread earner in their family.
A booklet on the best practices by panchayats on various topics was released today at the awards function. It defined clearly the local goals and targets and the role of gram panchayats in various sectors. For example, if it's a child-friendly panchayat, the book talks about 100% enrollment in schools as local goals, also to reduce case of child marriage, trafficking and child labor, and equal access to education for all children with disabilities. When it talks about the role of gram panchayats, it talks about quality nutrition, food to all children under the age of 5 years, and monitor the quality of midday meal. Also to monitor the services of ICDS and healthcare. Moving on, another aspect, Gargi, is infrastructure. It's very important that our villages become complete by themselves as far as clean drinking water is concerned, health, education is concerned, because greater migration has in fact led to cities teeming with people and villages getting emptied out, as there are in some villages in, let's say, Uttarakhand. So do you think there has been a focus on improvement in infrastructure over the last few years?
Yes, indeed, there has been a focus on infrastructure, but I would say it is a bit slow in coming. And whether it has been able to stop migration altogether, I would not think so. Migration is still happening. There is some kind of a sense in people, you know, that cities are better, even though cities are more expensive. They feel that cities are better place where they can earn better. I mean, indeed, there has been a change in infrastructure. There has been a change in electrification of villages. There has been a change in provision of drinking water in villages. Houses also have been constructed. But again, as I keep saying, that it's for every village to identify what is the problem, what is their problem, and what is the solution that they have in mind, and what kind of funding they need, and what kind of priority do they accord to each problem. Panchayat Raj institution system affords them that power to decide what to do for themselves, and which is a big thing, because if you can identify in your village what is the problem, whether you need a road more or you need a primary healthcare center, then you decide on majority view of the villages, because villages are very vocal, especially in panchayat.
Yes, absolutely. And you talked about veterinary services. That's true. In fact, India is probably the only country where pashu is dhan. They say pashu dhan, which means that the farmer treats the cow like his own family. There are hens, there are cows. All are treated like a part of his family, you know. So we need to also take care of their animals, because animals sometimes are a source of income for the farmer.
Absolutely. It was seen that, you know, as about 60% of our agriculture is dependent on rain. So if the rain fails and if the crop fails, then this pashudhan, as you said, brings supplementary income to the household. So it's very important. Yes. And connected with that is the veterinary services that should be brought to villages.
Yes.
And again, panchayats have a big role in that. They should be able to identify that. As I keep saying again and again, that this is a decentralized system. That means you decide how you want to govern, you decide how you want to spend your money, you decide where the problem lies, and you decide what are the solutions.
Right. We are in the month of December. 25th December is considered to be Good Governance Day. That is Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee's birth anniversary. And when we talk of the governance model, the smallest unit of governance is the panchayat. And to ensure that every panchayat is self-reliant, happy, and justice being done to all, various markers of development are taken care of, then I think that it holds good for the country. And we hope that these panchayati awards, which were given today by the Honorable President, they continue to motivate more and more panchayats to do good work, so that the governance reaches, as they say, the bottom of the pyramid. On that note, thank you, Gargi, for talking to Akashvani. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on National Panchayat Awards. The participants were Gargi Parsai, journalist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.